This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. We're not even halfway through the legislative session, and lawmakers have already filed 1,600 bills. The issues range from gay marriage to puppy mills. Many won't ever make it to legislation, but here to break down some of those that we're seeing is WUNC's Capitol reporter, Jorge Valencia. Hi, Jorge.
Hello, Phoebe.
So we're seeing a lot of action in the legislature. In the House this week, representatives argued over sending a statue of the Reverend Billy Graham to the U.S. Capitol. What was going on there?
Yeah, we saw a lot of acrimonious debate over this, and you'd be surprised because everybody's in agreement that the Reverend Graham is a favorite son of North Carolina. He's a treasure to the state. And what this bill would do is that it would send a statue of the Reverend to the U.S. Capitol. It would replace one of two North Carolinians that represent us at the U.S. Capitol. It would replace former Governor Charles Aycock. His reputation has come under fire. He was a big education governor, but he's also expressed in the early 1900s white supremacist views. And what Democrats objected over was not the Reverend Graham, but the process. Republicans sort of ushered this proposal onto the floor without having a hearing in a committee. And Democrats said that even though the Reverend Graham is an exemplary citizen of the state, that they would have liked to have considered other people, such as civil rights activist Julius Chambers. But that opportunity was not made possible. So the House voted this, and it came down almost through to party lines. And now the bill is before the Senate.
This week, a plan also emerged in the House to give people in the country illegally driver's licenses in North Carolina. Will you tell us about that?
Yeah, this was brought forth by a group of Republicans in the House. Representative Harry Warren, like I said, he's a Republican, brought this forth. He said he's been working on this bill for 3 years. And what it would do is that it would give people who are here illegally, it would make them eligible to apply for a restricted driver's license under a couple of conditions. One, they would have to pass a criminal background check. And two, they would have to be willing to be fingerprinted. And the driver's permit would be good for 1 year, and it would have marks on it that make it clear that this is only good to be on the highway, really not for anything else. It would have the person's fingerprint on it. And their rationale for it is that this actually would help law enforcement. The Statewide Association of Chiefs of Police supported this. They said that their chiefs and their patrol officers would see this as a big help because right now they pull people over and they have no type of identification in which they're able to track them. Now, there was, as you might expect, there was a pretty strong pushback to this. And there was the committee hearing where this was approved got quite tense. There were a couple of people from anti-illegal immigration groups who were not pleased about this. They said that this bill was poisonous, to quote one of them. And then when the hearing was over, actually one of these activists was yelling at Representative Warren, and the representative was whisked away from the room with the help of a sergeant at arms who sort of enforced the security in the building. So that's that, you know, we expect to see that before the floor, but it's already been a contentious bill so far.
Also this week, a plan in the Senate to make it a felony to assault a teacher. What's that about?
Yeah, so Senator Jerry Tillman, he's a Republican. He brought this forward, and he said that assaults against teachers have become a big problem, that there are about 1,300 assaults a year against teachers. And this doesn't even have to constitute physical contact to assault the teacher. It could simply be some sort of like physical intimidation that the teacher is going to be attacked. Now, the flip side of this is that you had some of the members of the Senate who are lawyers saying that this would actually create a lot of problems, because if you have a 16-year-old, 17-year-old who's got a felony conviction, then they're not going to be able to apply for financial aid for university. They're going to have a difficult time finding jobs. So Senator Tillman said that he's going to work a little bit more on the definition of what an assault is. But this measure so far appears to be continuing to move forward.
Lastly, where are we now in the legislative session?
Well, this week, you know, I was listening to your intro, and we've had more than 1,600 bills, and both the Senate and the House have sort of filed all their bills. And at the end of the month, we have this deadline in which bills that don't have to do with raising money or spending money have to cross over to the other chamber. It seems like maybe we're halfway through, but not really, because in May, the House is going to come out with their budget. In June, presumably, the Senate's going to come out with their budget. And those negotiations are going to be quite lengthy. That also involves the governor, because the governor he's the first person who put forth a bill. So we're going to be here for a few more months. And even though the bills have been filed, you know, there's still something that's called an amendment to a bill. So a lot of things could still change and could still come up.
Well, it sounds like a big and complicated week that you've had there in Raleigh.
Well, it was certainly interesting.
WUNC's Jorge Valencia giving us a rundown of what happened at the Capitol this week. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.